Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. Good morning. And our guest this morning, our old friend, the Director of Career and Technical Education with the Brenham School District, our old friend, Cody Stelter. And how you doing?
I'm good, Ed. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, doing great. And tell you what, everything's going good. We are well into the second half of the school year now. And talk about what's going on at CTE. First of all, explain what CTE is and how Brenham ISD students participate in your program.
Yeah, absolutely, Ed. A lot of people, they hear CTE, but they're not sure what that may be and how that impacts their students in the school district. But if you think back to days when we were in school, you had ag, you had, you know, co-op, and you had home ec. Now CTE is, it's that times a thousand. It's all your from anywhere from ag to auto mechanics to welding, culinary arts, graphic design, robotics, you name it, we cover the spectrum. It plays an integral part in each student's graduation plan by the state of Texas, and they are required to have an endorsement, and that endorsement includes CTE classes. So every student coming through the doors of Brenham ISD, those kids, when they graduate high school, will have a pathway that incorporates CTE classes.
And it really is has become a crucial part of education in that nowadays it is not actually necessary to have a college degree to get into a successful career in business because of career knowledge, career learning, technical learning. A great example of that is, of course, the technical facility that Blinn College has designed that's state-of-the-art over there and that the school district has become a part of, sending students to that. And really, technical education is so much more now than it used to be.
Oh, absolutely. You know, 20 years ago, every high school student was pretty much force-fed. You have to go to a four-year university. You have to go to a four-year university. And students would go, and they didn't really know what they were doing there. They just went because that's what they were supposed to do. And if you look at the numbers, maybe if they get out in four, on average, more about 5 years to finish that university. You look at the amount of student loan debt that's acquired over that time, and then you look at the pay scale and what the job field they're going to go into, it's a struggle. I mean, if you notice in the United States, student loan debt is probably one of the top peaks right now because there's a lot of kids with college education and no job, or the job is not that high-paying job. So, and that's where Career in Tech comes in. You know, it's an amazing opportunity for students. And basically what we have are baby boomers that are retiring. Our skilled workforce is declining due to those retirements. We need electricians. We need plumbers. We need HVAC technicians. We need mechanics. You know, we need construction. And so that's what we're trying to provide. Those are the more traditional ones you think of. But now we can't forget about computer programming and coding. I mean, that's the new wave. And that's what we do within our program is we have teachers that are teaching those programs to our students. I tell people we're not a small program, nor are we a really large CTE program. We're right at the middle of the road for the size of our district and school, but we're a medium-sized program offering large program opportunities to our students. We try to put tools and equipment in the hands of our students that they'll have in the workforce when they're able to walk out the doors. If that's the career they want to choose, they're going to walk in, and that employer is going to say, well, have you had experience on this? They can say, yeah, actually, I have. I trained on that piece of equipment, or I worked on that process while I was at Brenham High School.
And it like you, as you were alluding to, you know, in the old days, the stuff that we had when we were in school, and you had, well, auto shop. You had auto shop, and you learned how to, you know, work on an engine. Well, nowadays, you need to be a part of a CTE program because a lot of it is so technically advanced because computers and diagnostics have become such a part of just the auto industry, and you have to know so much more than just how to work a socket wrench and a pair of vice grips.
That's correct. And, you know, a big field now, you talk to any 17-year-old high school male, diesel mechanicing, you know, right. diesel trucks. That's the big hot item right now. These kids know everything and anything to know about a diesel engine, which is great because there's a huge field out there for that. So not only those technical skills, but also our program tries to teach the soft skills of just how to communicate, how to get in a workforce and survive. You can't always do it behind your phone or your computer. You know, you're going to have to interact with people. You need to be able to have the skills to sit down, have a conversation with people. Those are, I think, a skill that you listen to a lot of people that are going away. The younger generations don't have to do that because you can communicate in so other many different forms. But that's something we try to incorporate in our classes. And that's something that the kids get out of our program that just comes really natural to what it is we're doing. And I always tell our teachers and when I talk about our program that our instructors allow our kids to fail. And a lot of people kind of raise an eye like, well, what are you talking about? That's the best way you learn is, you know, not someone doing it for you, but to have problem solving skills, to understand if I do it this way, it didn't work. I need to try a different way and not someone come up to you and say, well, let me do it for you. This is how it works. And so that's a vital part in any kid's education, not just in CTE, but in math and in language art. You know, it's okay for a kid to fail while they're learning because that's going to be the best way so that they correct that behavior and figure out another way to do it. So,
all right, Dan. Now, of course, tell us a little bit about CTE Month.
Yeah, well, it's an opportunity that, again, a lot of people don't know what CTE is. They hear, but they don't know. February is recognized throughout the United States as National CTE Month. It gives us an opportunity to celebrate our staff and our instructors and also kind of highlight and showcase the programs that we have to offer. And we do that through social media, multimedia networks to put that out just like this show so that we can inform people about what's going on. We actually kind of got a little ahead of the curve. It works great here in Brenham ISD. A couple of weeks ago, we had Welcome to Pride Land at the high school. That gives us an opportunity not only showcase CTE, but everything Brenham ISD has to offer when a kid walks through the doors at Brenham High School. It's a great program we started a couple years ago. Miss Logan at the high school kind of got this up and going. It's a great program. And then that gets to feed into people can walk through. We're set up in the cafeteria. They can see all our programs, who teaches it, what am I going to do. Rick Moudry that does auto tech, Mark Teal with construction, Scotty Schultz with welding. They put out hands-on type tools where you can grab an air wrench or you can get a nail gun or, you know, and the kids can walk by and they can see how those things work. They can use them and understand that's what they're going to be doing in those classes. It also gives us an opportunity to put out our student-led organizations, DECA, HOSA, FFA, and Family Consumer Science, FCCLA organizations. These are organizations that our students can participate in. It teaches them leadership above anything else. It's great organizations just to learn leadership, to interact with each other and their peers throughout the state. So we always encourage our students to find a spot, join something, be a part of something, and that's kind of what we're aiming them to do.
Now, I hear that something actually very close to my heart, having grown up on a dairy farm, FFA Ag Farm is back up and running. How is that going?
It's a wonderful facility that we have. For about the past 20-plus years, it hasn't been active as an ag farm. The FFA was still using it as far as putting their stock trailers and tack and those type of things out there. It really was not to anyone's fault that it kind of went dormant. It was just when the high school moved, where the junior high is at now, the old high school, and then when the new one was built, 96-97, the logistical part of it moved everything further away, so it made it a little difficult for during the class period to load up your kids take them over to the ag farm. You just didn't have a lot of time to do that. And so, you know, it kind of sat dormant for many years. And two, also people that are participating and students that are participating in FFA, a lot of times now they have their own facilities. They have barns at the house. You know, their show animals are there. But our new group of ag teachers came in and said, you know, we're really interested in seeing if we can't get it going again. And in order for that to happen, you need to have a student or several that are in the need to use a facility. And that came about this year. We had a young man that was looking, wanted to show an animal, never shown before, and needed a facility. And so we were able to get it up and going, you know, with the blessing of Dr. Jackson, to say, you know, hey, it's there. Let's get it going. And so it's not 100% done. We're still a work in progress. The student does have the project out there. We need to update the fencing around there. It's been a long time since the fencing's been redone and redo the entrance and those type of things. But great facility, and we look forward to making it better than it's ever been and continue to provide opportunity for students that want to show animals.
All right, Dad. What are some of the things the community can do to get involved with the program?
Well, I'll use the Hody Center, for example, with when you bring in corporate sponsorships on certain things. That's kind of what Brenham ISD and CTE, we would love to have partners in the community within our programs, and there's many opportunities. We've had people come through from Leadership Washington County and see the things that we're doing and get phone calls the next day saying, hey, how can we help? We had no idea that you guys offer this to our students, and we want to be a part of it. We have such a wonderful community, a very diverse community with many opportunities out there. And the more exposed we become as to our programs, the more we'd love for the community to come in and help as far as, hey, someone owns a business and say, this is what I do for a living. I would love to be able to come in and talk to your students to maybe even recruit to bring some to say, hey, while you're in high school, if you can learn these skills and come work for us, to have a kind of a seamless working partnership, and also for them to let myself and our instructors know their needs to say, these are some of the things we are really needing in our workforce in whatever industry or field they're in, so we can better prepare our students to be prepared when they walk out of the doors. So, if there's anybody that's interested to sit down and visit, to if they have any ideas, they can give me a call at any time. My office number is 277-3810, and I'd love to sit and visit with anybody that has some ideas.
All right. And anything else we need to touch on this morning?
No, I think that's it. Again, the number I just given, if anybody has questions regarding CTE, please give us a call. We love hearing from the community. We love the support that we get from this community, and it's a great working relationship.
All right, Cody, it's always a pleasure. Enjoyed visiting with you.
All right, thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right, and our guest this morning has been Cody Stelter, the Director of Career and Technical Education at Brenham High School. Our guest this morning on the BISD Roundtable. We will see you again next Thursday morning here on KWHI.